Om Shanti. In a way, the song summarized the subject for tonight. The subject is subtle service. And the lyrics of the song go something like, at least the chorus goes, let there be benefit for all, let everyone experience happiness. So that's subtle service. But to get there, I need two things in particular. One, I need to be able to clean my mind so that then truly, and it's interesting for feelings we use the word heart, but it's actually the process of generating thoughts that creates feelings, so it's the mind. So whether we say the mind or we say heart, but it's that cleansing of the soul that's going to allow me to have nothing but thoughts of benefit for all. And so, am I doing that? Am I going through that process of cleansing so that then there's really nobody, whether far away or usually it's actually near ones. It's not so much the far ones for whom we have other thoughts and feelings, but it's the ones we get irritated by because we're working with them on a day-to-day level. We don't agree with their decisions, we don't feel that they're doing the wrong, right thing, and so their little habits create irritation. We have challenges in our mind about how to accept the decisions they're making. All of these things come up. And so, let me pause for a minute and just ask myself the question, is there anyone for whom I feel less than thoughts of benevolence? And so not just good wishes, but really benevolence. One of the titles given to God, Shiva, his name, the one original name of God, translated, that means the benefactor. And Baba always says to us that whatever is the father, so are the children. And so my father, the benefactor, am I constantly, continually the benefactor for others? And so are there feelings of nothing but bringing benefit to each soul? And so just scan your mind. I don't mean now. I mean when you have a chance to be alone with Baba. Just scan your mind and see, is there anyone for whom I have anything less? And so one is feelings of benevolence, and connected with that will be the thought that they too should find happiness. And those good feelings, those pure feelings, feelings of benevolence will work when there's something else I put in place. And that is Baba's remembrance. Because I, on my own, anyway, I can't clean myself to that extent. I wouldn't have become polluted if I could. But I've allowed myself to be polluted by everything around me, by my own sanskaras. So now the cleaning process is happening with Baba's power, Baba's love, Baba's purity. And so the other thing has to be just simply my clear, clean connection with God. And I'm sometimes surprised that many people tell me that they've been with Baba for X years, but they don't actually feel Baba's presence. I'm not going to ask you to put up your hands, because it's not necessary for anybody else to know, but it is surprising that after coming to Baba, and maybe when we first come to Baba, there are very powerful experiences that Baba gives us as a gift, truly just a gift, because Baba seeing that we've had that love for truth, we've had that search in bhakti, And so Baba's rewarding us for that. Every gift comes for a reason. It doesn't happen just like that. And so when we first come to Baba, if it wasn't for the experience of God's love, no matter how many teachings you heard or how clever the teacher was, I don't think you would have made a decision that this is the life I want. And so everybody who's a Brahmin, everyone here, definitely has had that experience of God's love and God reaching them. And so what is it that happened along the way that today maybe I feel I'm not close to Baba, or I feel that I'm not experiencing Baba, I don't have that sense of Baba's companionship? Well, one thing is clear. Baba from his side is radiating the love, the joy. Baba has this pure, pure desire that my children should belong to him. Every day in the Sakar Murli, you hear this very beautiful expression, long lost and now found. And so Baba remembers me from last Kalpa. And so Baba's been aware that I'm lost. And Baba's actively looking for me. And so having found me, then, within a relationship there's always a two-way connection. Even in parent and child, the parent is giving everything, everything, everything. Literally, physically, emotionally, everything. But the child also is giving something in return. The child is giving love, undivided attention, and is ready to accept the instructions of the parent. Even through babyhood, infancy, if the child kept throwing stuff out of the pram and didn't stop doing that, at some point, the mother wouldn't be picking up the toys. The mother would just say, okay, well, you don't need it, fine. And so the child begins to understand that there's something I need to do. And so that relationship with God is also a two-way journey. And so Baba is sending out all the love and the light and everything. And so to what extent am I ready to receive it? And what is it that I need to do? And Baba tells us one very simple thing. Even before obedience or Srimad, and those factors are very important, they play a major role in terms of the quality of our connection with God. But the first step that Baba tells us to be able to achieve this is soul consciousness. And the effort that the Dadis made at the beginning, they didn't know God is a point of light. They didn't even actually realize the difference between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. The visions they were having didn't help in the sense that the visions were amazing. But the visions, you know, you saw this image of Krishna, you saw this image of Vishnu, then you saw Brahma Baba, and you didn't realize that God is not this one. And so early days, they didn't differentiate between God and Brahma Baba. And even today, sometimes you talk to the Dadis, even now, who do you remember when you remember Baba? And the Dadis will look at Baba's picture and point there. But of course, what they mean is that they could feel Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba then and even now. And so now, yes, they'll say Bab Dada, but they'll create that, they know they have that connection with Shiv Baba alone also. But Baba is Baba, finish, full stop, no further definition. But to be able to connect with Baba now, at this moment, yes, that total love that comes from the heart, spontaneous, but also soul consciousness. Without the discipline and the practice of soul consciousness, it's not possible to connect with Shiv Baba. And early days, when they were told they were a soul, that the body was separate, bodily relations were separate, they practiced it. And so the light was shining in their forehead. They could feel it. And when they looked at their lokiks, they could see that this is a relationship of one birth. And what was more important was the relationship of many births, the eternal relationship, even though they didn't have a clear introduction of God, but my connection isn't here, my connection is there. That was clear for them. Even within the Brahmin family, who am I connected with? And to what extent am I dependent on the people I'm connected with here? Lokiks, for some people, once you're 18 or maybe once you're 21, that's it. It's the relationship continues, but there's no bondage that's pulling you back, at least to a certain extent. Or even when it's not like that, when it's Asian culture and maybe other cultures too, where the lokic bonds are much deeper than the Western relationships of parents and children. But even then, coming to Baba, it's quite easy to feel detached from lokic relations. But the challenge that comes in Brahmin life is that, yes, we need friends. I recognize the value of that. But either we put people on a pedestal and we see their beauty, their specialities, their cleverness, their ability to do service, the way they manage things, and we get impressed. And so as soon as I'm impressed, what happens is that there's a shadow that comes over the soul. And of course, we don't realize it at the time. But anyone's shadow coming over me means Baba's giving that light, that love, but I'm not connecting. The shadow is there and it's interfering. And so the realization I would like to have, even that's not happening, but I don't know that it's not happening. So human influence, especially within the Brahmin family, is maybe one of the most important factors why we're not seeing the power of yoga being accumulated individually, but also collectively. One of the comments that Baba makes is, the creation of the new world, the golden age, happens through the power of yoga and purity. Sometimes he says the power of purity, sometimes he says the power of yoga. But it's these two expressions that Baba generally uses. And so the power of purity, yes, of course, but I need yoga for that also. And the power of yoga, just imagine we had World Meditation Hour the other evening. How far do those vibrations of peace reach? We've been doing this now since 1975, 76, something like that. Early 70s, when the first group started to come to Madhuban. And they suggested to Dadiji, Dadiji said, tell Baba, Baba said yes, and we started. How come our yoga power Now, I'm going to be the devil's advocate because it's a question that we sometimes get asked. If yoga is supposed to bring peace to the world, well, how come? It's now 1 million Brahmins, and the yoga power of 1 million Brahmins, whether it's Amritvela or whether it's the special yoga we do just for the world. Amritvela we're doing for ourselves, but yes, we know those vibrations spread out. But the World Meditation Hour we're doing especially for world peace. And definitely there isn't peace in the world. Even personally, do I really have peace of mind? Is my mind able to be calm and peaceful and steady? Or does my mind get into a spin? So you can see that the quality of yoga, and of course it starts with me, an individual, but also within the family. What Baba's wanting to happen hasn't yet happened. Somebody said when they'd first met Baba 37 years ago, it was a time for personal meetings, and Baba said to them, "What gift are you going to give to Baba?" And the person got a little bit flustered and didn't know what to say. And then they said that now if Baba were to ask me that question, and of course times have changed, so Baba doesn't ask anyone personal questions anymore. But Baba, he said that now I would say to Baba, "Baba, I want you to take all my past, everything that I was carrying, the load, the burden, I want you to take it. That's my gift to you." And as he was speaking, I was thinking, well, there's another gift that Baba's now actually asking all of us for. And that is, when are you going to fulfill my hopes in you? So as we come to that point where we feel, really, I have done what Baba's asking of me, then I will really feel that Baba's appreciating this beautiful gift and Baba's pleased with me. And so, in little ways, we sometimes get a signal, "Yes, I feel Baba's pleased." And at other times we get a signal, "No, things are not as they should be. But let Baba be pleased with me. Let me be able to do the service that Baba wants me to do, which is subtle service." And of course, the reality is that the only way that the world is going to go through the shift in which people's consciousness is ready to change, it isn't going to be through words. It isn't even going to happen through the media. How much of the media do you believe now? Many people don't. Many people don't. It's the era of post-truth when the facts and figures that have been presented, you'll sort of screw your nose and say, "Well, I wonder where they got that from." Because that is the reality of what's happening. You don't know what is truth. It's now after truth. It's beyond truth. So no more truth around anywhere in the way that Baba says. Not even a tiny little trace of it left. So media. Yes, we're serving the media in different ways, and yes, media makes a noise that's able to reach across the world, and so I'm not saying that it's not important. It is, of course. And if the media were to publicize Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, at this moment, if the media were to publicize Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba at this moment, I bet you there would be a fair proportion of the world who would say, "Well, this is crazy." Do you agree? So, media is going to do its work, no doubt. It has a role, of course. But the work we have to do can't be done by media. And so subtle services, changing the hearts, the minds, the intellects, the consciousness of people. And it's only subtle service that's going to make that possible. And so, am I able to help Baba in this? Now, this is what Baba's asking us for. And God could do it all himself. He could just touch everyone's intellects and make them clean and show them a vision of God. God is light. Show them a vision of Brahma Baba. This is the instrument. I have no doubt Baba could do that. But Baba knows that we have to be ready. And I think, again, I don't have to ask you for a response because I know the answer. Each one of us has experienced how whatever service opportunity we've been given and we've taken with love with our hearts, if we felt pressure, then that's a whole different karmic story. But if the opportunity has come and I've said yes with my heart and I've done whatever it is, then I go through transformation in that process. Whether it's that I've learned how to be flexible with others and adjust with others and get rid of my ego, service teaches you all that. You can't stay on the field of service and carry on without letting go of your ego, of my I am right. Because otherwise there'll just be conflict again and again and again. And then you'll say, well, what's the point of service? I'd much rather just sit in a corner and do tapasya. Baba's told us to do tapasya, hasn't he? And I'll find justification. In the Murali, if you want to justify that the right side is right, you'll find it. But equally, if you want to justify that the left side is right, you'll find that too. Right? Why? Because Baba gives importance to different things at different times. At times Baba will say yoga. At times Baba will say service. At times Baba will say study. So, what am I to believe? All of it is right. None of it is wrong. It's all right. But when I say, I think this and I am right, now that's where my ego has crept in a big way and I haven't even realized it. And it's absolutely pulling down the curtains so the light is shut out and I can't understand what I need to do. And so the subject of my connection with Baba and being able to see what is it that's influencing me, who is it that's influencing me, or is it my own sanskars that are blocking me? That's maybe the most important thing to do in Madhavan. And then if not Madhavan, then wherever it is you are. But to remove that influence. And that'll happen when I say, I can feel that I'm not going through the change that I'd like to. But also another thing. I feel I'm not receiving the attainment that I would like to. A Lokic person said to a young sister a little while ago, you're now 29, and she's been with Baba for about 8 years or so, and her sister is quite worldly and not in Gyan. She's a medical doctor, she's achieved a lot on the external level, a little bit older than her. And so the sister's asking her the question, well, you've given your youth to this organization. What have you done? What have you attained? Now, if somebody were to ask me the same question, what have you attained? what would my answer be? Because if I've been following the path accurately, then I should be able to see the attainments. And the attainments are not just the attainments of, yes, I feel happy, I feel content, but attainments are also very much in terms of the quality of relationships that I have. Right? Agree? Maybe it's the time lag for translation. I'll ask again. Do you agree that attainments are not just something I feel on a subtle level inside, but attainments are also in the quality of relationships that I experience around me? Yes? Okay. You are listening. So, if I'm not getting the feedback that I would like to get, because Baba's certificates are contentment with the self, that's not enough. I can't say, well, I'm happy, forget about the rest of the world. Doesn't work. What I can say is that, yes, I'm happy, and it's good that my timetable is right. And what I now need to do is to see how I can sort out relationships around me. Is it humility that I need? Is it the ability to give? What is it? Sometimes we give, but then we stop and say, enough is enough. And I'm thinking about all qualities of relationship, whether it's students and instrument teacher, whether it's colleagues in a center together, whether it's my peers. But Baba didn't say some relationships. Yes, what Baba did say to Daddy Prakash Mani at one point, and this was in the early 90s, and Dadiji still used to be sitting on the floor, and Baba talked about how contentment should be that everyone around you is content. And so her question to Baba was, Baba, I try very hard to make sure everyone in the yajna is happy and they're content with me. But there are some who, no matter how hard I try to please them, it's impossible. It heartens you, doesn't it, to know that even Daddy said this? Because I'm sure we all have people in our lives and we keep coming across blocks with them. So Dadiji asked this question, maybe on behalf of all of us. And Baba gave her a very sweet smile and Baba said, Baba understands. And yes, there's a 5% margin. And so if 5% of the people around you are not content with you, you can tell Dharamraj, Baba allowed us that. But yes, really, truly, that's the feedback I should be getting, that others are content too. And of course, Baba content with me. And definitely, I'll feel Baba's companionship, and that companionship will make life very easy, and things will be going very smoothly. And I'll also see the effect of Baba's presence and Baba's company in terms of service and the results in terms of service. And so many ways in which we can get proof of what it is we are doing. And it's important because if I'm not evaluating myself and seeing it in terms of what have I attained, what have I achieved, then maybe time will run out. And I won't have done the things that I need to do. So Madhuban is an opportunity to check and change and see and move forward. So subtle service, the clearing of the mind, the cleansing, the relationship with God, so that I'm feeling the presence of God not just when I sit in yoga. Of course, that's important. It shouldn't be taking me 20 minutes to get my mind stable and feel the connection, and then I've got 10 minutes in which to actually fill myself with whatever Baba wants to give me. 20 minutes battling, 10 minutes attainment. Well, there should be something else that's happening. And that something else is my attention through the day. And so if my attention through the day has been on soul consciousness, but also the vision that I have of others. Lokiks, okay, I've settled that. The Brahmin family. Am I able to see my family and not just Madhuban? Practice it in Madhuban, get it even stronger, but of course carry it with you. And definitely it's not a question of time. I don't have time for this. It's not. It really isn't. It's a question of my awareness. And where am I? Am I down here? Or am I just about managing? Or am I really with Baba up there? So where's my consciousness? That's what it's, what determines all this. And maybe the factor of my consciousness is connected with my desire to have this stage, the love, the concern, the motivation. And I find that Brahmins sometimes get into a comfort zone, and one of the aspects about the comfort zone is that we begin to say, well, you know, this is okay, I'm sort of managing. And, well, everyone else is in the same boat. You know, we're all together and I see everybody else is having the same situations, the same problems, the same sanskaras. So, I put myself there and that's where I'm going to stay. Unless I make that conscious commitment for change. And if I want to change, Baba said, one step from your side and 1,000 steps from Baba's side. It's a very beautiful, powerful promise that God has given. And sometimes we get distracted and think about service. And we forget that service can be much, much easier than it is. How? By using Baba. And I remember I asked Dadi Janki that question, how can we use Baba more? And she didn't like my question at all. She didn't like me using this expression, and when I tried telling her, but it's a comment that Dadi Gulzar often says, she used to say to us in class, you don't know how to use Baba, you're not using Baba enough. But Dadi was already thinking about something else, so she didn't accept my justification for that. But I'm using that expression now very consciously, that in service, if it's me, how hard do I need to work to make somebody understand, to make somebody recognize the value of cooperating in something? It's tough going. But rather, if I were to keep Baba with me, and not just with me, first step, Baba with me. Next step, Baba between me and the other. Whatever it is you're discussing, logistical factors, content factors, money, keep Baba in between you and the other. And you'll see magic happen, really. And many, many things, I mean, the yajna could not have been established without magic. And the service that's happened across the world could not have happened without God's magic. And so, like Daddy Janaki often says, nobody can say, I did this. It's Baba, really. And that's what we're seeing now. But if I want to see magic in my life, then I have to keep bringing Baba in between. And God, Karan Karavanhar, is going to do the subtle work. And the subtle service I did was to bring Baba in between. And the work that Baba did was to change the consciousness of the other. And so things go smoothly, things go well, things go magic, really. And so amazing results come as a result of that. I want to spend a little bit of time now, just the methodology of subtle service. I've cleaned my mind, I've created that clear connection with God. Now, in yoga, I'm just simply with Baba. I'm not remembering this thing, that one, the other thing. No. I don't say to Baba, Baba, touch their intellect so that then they can become a Brahmin. Baba, touch their intellect so that we can have a big program and we get a hall for free. That's my desire. Whether it's that this one should become a Brahmin or that I should get this hall for free, that's my desire. It's not subtle service. Let me just be with Baba for myself first and foremost. The power that I need to change, the transformation. And then, at the end of the time for yoga, even if it's 5 minutes, that time to share God's light with the world. And it will reach wherever it needs to reach. I know that when we say, let's have yoga for this soul, let's have yoga for that soul, they're not well. When we do yoga for the daddies, yes, we are creating the right environment, we're creating the right atmosphere, and yes, our love is reaching the daddies. But in fact, it's yoga for us, not so much for the daddies. But yes, we're holding that space for them, but it's actually yoga for me. But that subtle service has created that energy field in which Baba's, they themselves are drawing Baba's light. Baba loves them more than I do, probably, because my love is mixed with a little bit of attachment, a little bit of dependency, a little bit of desire of what it is I still want from them. So all of those things are in the pot. But Baba loves them, and Baba's remembering them and giving them Sukash. But yes, I'm supporting that, and it's helping. But generally speaking, when we do yoga for the world service, it's not remembering any specific place or person or objective. We need a new house, have yoga for Baba. No, don't have yoga for a new house with Baba. Whatever is the need and service will come when you're ready for it. Lots and lots of stories about this, real stories, practical examples of this. But no, my subtle services, just to be able to give Baba's light. And then yes, there are people that I'm working with or I hear about, and I know that it's not my attachment to them, and Baba's asking me to serve these souls by sending them Baba's light so that it serves as a signal for them to do what they need to do. And so yes, Baba does give permission, but the checking has to be, is it my desire? Is it my attachment? What's going on? And so this is why the clean way is every day just to give light to the world and let Baba decide where it goes. But yes, specific situations in which there's no personal motive whatsoever. And then, Baba's remembrance. So the first thought is, yes, yoga for this, but the next thought is Baba. Otherwise, my yoga is with them or the situation. It's not going to work. But my thoughts with Baba, and Baba's light is going to reach them. That's one method of subtle service. Another method of subtle service is where I know that a soul really needs help, spiritual help. And I remember them and I send Baba's light to them. So physical health we've tried many times, but where I know that somebody is going through a hard time and sending them Baba's light is going to support them. But also, I know that maybe it's not just that subtle. Maybe they need a phone call. Maybe they need a little note from me. And so whatever it is that Baba touches me to do at that moment, no personal motive, but just to be able to support and help. And a few words at a time of need, again, work with magic. But keeping Baba, keeping Baba, keeping Baba in between. And the results of subtle service, maybe I'll never know. By its very nature, it's incognito. And maybe I don't need to know. Because when we see results, in terms of service at least, then we can feel that, yes, it's good I did this. It was important that I did this. But that little bit of ego can come in. So subtle service is totally incognito. I don't know what the results are very often. And whatever needed to happen in drama happened. And when Baba did subtle service, and Baba did do subtle service, Baba would get up 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, and would sit in yoga, and sometimes they'd ask Baba, what were you doing? And in the days of Karachi and early days in Abu, Baba would sometimes say, Baba was remembering the children who are far away, who don't know Baba yet. And so when the first Brahmins started coming from abroad, the daddies would say to us, you're here because Baba remembered you all, and Baba wanted you to come back to the family. And we would feel that it wasn't just our own effort, it was definitely divine forces that were guiding us in the way that we were moving and brought us to Baba. So subtle services through the mind, a pure, clean, elevated mind, connected with God, subtle services, sending Baba's light, subtle services, a few words of encouragement, because although it's words, but if it's filled with that bhavna, and sometimes we would discuss with the dadis, what is more important, is it knowledge or is it bhavna? Because knowledge, yes, I need to understand, I need to know and so on. But then there's just the pure feelings, good feelings. And the dadis would say, no prizes for guessing. They would say bhavna. Bhavna is more important than anything else. The right feelings. And of course, the right feelings are connected very much with the right intentions. And so the right intentions, the right feelings work hugely. And so that song that we heard at the beginning, what is it that I have in my mind? Is it anything else apart from benevolence? Is there anything that I want for others except their happiness? And so this giving on a subtle level is actually the way to follow in Baba's footsteps. where Baba says, become Bab Saman, and we think about many aspects of Bab Saman, but now just connected with the subject, I'm thinking that not just Shiv Baba, but Brahma Baba also, constantly giving, giving, giving. When people would give anything to Baba, Baba would touch it, and they'll say, no, Baba, we want you to wear this sweater, it's cold. Abu was very cold. And Baba would put it on for 10 seconds, next second, take it off, and sometimes, even in the presence of the person who'd given it, would give it to somebody else and say, they need it more than I do. And so, I'm sure that there are many who need what I have more than I do. And so, to be the one who's able to give. I heard a very lovely definition of diya. You know, the little earthenware lamps that we light, whether it's at Diwali time or whether if you've been to inaugurations where they have the light ceremony. And it's Laukik, it's not just in the Brahmin family that they light all these candles and things and so on, but the original way was an earthenware lamp with oil. And for the deities, they even sometimes use ghee, the pure ghee, but a little cotton wick that they prepared by hand. So very simple, very basic, and that's lit. And that's called the diya. And in most homes, they would have this little diya, which in the evenings, around the time of dusk, they would light that. And having lit that, they actually bow their head and fold their hands in front of that diya. So I've heard this term all my life, but I never asked myself, well, where does this word come from? And now in Delhi, I heard an explanation that was really lovely. Diya, the one who gives. And so you become light as you give. You are the illuminated one, but you give illumination to others, and the one who's able to give, and the one who illuminates the path for others, is the one who becomes worthy of worship. Devta, again, Dinevala, the one who gives. So, same thing. But how can I just keep giving all the time? Externally, physically, whatever I can do, yes. But on a subtle level, yes, I can give my good wishes. I can give my encouragement. I can give my support. I can give a smile. I can give something. There's another little story I heard in Delhi now, and I'll close with this, and I'll have forgotten this in a few weeks' time, so I'll share it while I remember it. So there was a king who said, I have so much and I want to give. And so every day, all the subjects were invited to come and take all the things that were laid out. And they came and they lined up and they saw something and they took it. And he would smile happy, benevolently at all of them. And it was giving him a lot of happiness that all of this was being used in a worthwhile way. And there was a beggar, and this beggar would come and stand in line, but then he would step aside and let somebody else take his turn. And he did that continually for 3 days. And he never actually came in front of the king to take anything, but what he did was give his turn to somebody else. So somebody who'd noticed this asked him, well, what are you doing? And he said, well, I don't have anything. There's nothing I can give except my turn. Oh. So even if I have nothing, there's still something I can do. And the beggar, of course, didn't know about subtle service. And so we know about subtle service. And so there's nothing I can give externally. But what I can give is my pure thoughts, my good wishes, words of benevolence, a few words of support, keeping Baba in front of me. Let's have powerful yoga, not just for ourselves, but also so that the light reaches out to the world. Om Shanti.